my yavod loy. According to the Kiva, that we're not learning out, like it says in our Mishnah, that has limud a korban pesach to all of the kachin that is brought min achulin, because according to the Kiva, other rabbi, by pesach we do not know it, we learn out all kachin from the chattis. If so, what does the pesach mean to teach us? Of after pesach, what are we learning out from the word pesach that it says boker utzayin? What does it say the word boker utzayin here? Either korban pesach only comes from tzayin, not from boker. So Morris says yes. The Kiva according to the Kiva. I tell you, me burning a little to the Rav Nachman, but neither for Rav Nachman talocha. The Yomer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Barahua, me nine. How do we know to say Lamois or Ha Pesach? Shekor Shlomim. If you have a leftover Korban Pesach that you did not use yet, so if you want to shuck the 90 being L'Shem Shlomim, Shneva the pasuk says V'zovachta Pesach L'Hashem Lokechom. Sign the Boker, shuck the Korban Pesach, and bring from it either sign the Boker. The question is, I valoyin pesach bo elam and akvosim and minizim. I, a real korban pesach, could only be brought from either a lamb or goats, not from bakor. Elo, the pasuk needs to teach us, moisera pesach, you have a korban pesach left over after pesach, yehen ledover, it should be brought, yehen ledover abo, minatsonim and abakor, it should be brought for korban shlomim, that's brought, shlomim you could bring either from bakor or from tzayin. So that's what the Kiva does with this pasuk to teach us, that the moisera, the korban pesach, is brought l'shem Shlomim. Now the Gemara asks, is it true that we need this pasuk for? Is it true? But I'm hoch in Afko. May the Avud Yishmuel. Don't have some pasuk. May Avud Yishmuel. Now we're not from Avud Yishmuel. The Sefer says, "In minat tzarin kavona l'zavach Shlomim." The Yom Avud Yishmuel that the pasuk teaching us, "Tov Rabbo minat tzarin yel zavach Shlomim." That something that comes minat tzarin only means a korban pesach should come out to be a korban Shlomim. There's a real korban shlomim could be brought from Bakar also. So why does the pasuk say here in minat tzayin? Means it teaches that a korban pesach could change over to become into a shlomim. So we have a second pasuk. What do we need the first pasuk for? And another question: the yakati still mehok and nafkah from these two pesukim mehosum nafkah. There's a third pasuk. For a time we learned like this. The pasuk says keves bring a lamb lerabbis as a pesach la'alya. When you bring a korban pesach from a lamb, you have to make the emurim from the aliyah. The aliyah, the tail is also burnt. Ki shewaim the im keves, and the pasuk says im keves lo vi pesach shavush nosoi. A korban pesach that's over a year old already, it's not fit to be brought for korban pesach anymore. Ush or else shlomin haboy machmas pesach. Any korban pesach used to make into korban shlomin teaches us lechol mitzvah shlomin. That now this korban pesach that changes over to be a korban shlomim has all the mitzvahs of a korban shlomim. Meaning to say, she yitunu smicha, you have to have smicha now, or nesachim, it's bring a mincha with it, or tenufa chazav v'shoik, you have to lift up chazav v'shoik. Ki shuayim, on the pasuk says, v'yemeiz, it says v'yemeiz, a goat. Hifstikin, there's a break here. Limud to teach us, aloeiz, that the goat, sheinatuna alya, you do not have to burn the alya when you bring the korban pesach from a goat. But our korpos, about korponim are coming out now, tlosi kroi ksiva. True, we talk have and we need three psukim to teach us this yisoid, that a korban pesach is not brought for pesach, could be brought for shlomim. And the chiddush is like this, chad, one pesach is li'ovr zmanoi, when it passed by pesach already, and also li'ovr shnosei, where the animal now was over a year old. So there's two things wrong, it's not the zman, and it's not fit for korban pesach. The chad, another pesach is li'ovr zmanoi, after the pesach, but li'ovr shnosei, it's not a year old yet. So maybe it can still be used for Pesach Sheni, Kamash, when you can still bring it for Shlomim. For Chad, the third Pesach is, the Loyover is not of Loyover Shnose, it's before Pesach now. It didn't go by Pesach yet, and it's not a year old yet. So Tzrich, I need all three Pesachim. The Ashmin, if we just hear one Pesach, of Over is not of Loyover Shnose, where it's after Pesach, and it's after a year old already, Mishum Diyitchim Elagamri, this Korban is not fit for Korban Pesach anymore. That's why it could be brought for Shlomim. Abu, but maybe in the case just over his money after Pesach, but Loyover Shnos is not a year old yet, the Chosla Pesach Sheni can still be brought for Pesach Sheni. Emeloi, maybe you cannot use it for Shlomim, but maybe you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. Kamash Mullah knows, since it passed by Pesach, you could bring it for Shlomim. Now, the Yashmin Vuda just hear these two psukim, over his money, Loyover Shnosoi, the Yitchilemi Pesach Rishon, because our Koponim is pushed away from Pesach Rishon, that's why you could bring it for Shlomim. But in the case where it's before Pesach, and it's not a year old yet, the Afilu Pesach Rishon Nami Chazi, that this carbon really is fit to be left over and used for Pesach Rishon, maybe you cannot use it for Shlomim. A Moloi Tzricha, that's when you need to start to teach us, no, still it could be used for a carbon Shlomim. So that's why these three psukim for these three chedushim that are left over even before a korban pesach could be changed over to be made into a korban shlomim. How do you know lecho atoyda hoisabo? Now the Mishnah says kol kabonas atziba v'yah yochid boyim min oretz or mechutz loretz. Any korban, whether it's a yochid or a tziba, could be brought from an animal that was raised in Eretz Yisrael or an animal that's raised in chutz loretz. From this year's crop, from last year's crop, chutz minoimer. Only a korbanoimer, ushte alechem as brought on Shavuos, and the Erev on Pesach. Shein boim mele minachodesh, they have to come from the new crop. Uminoretz, only from crop that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. The yomer was from the new barley, and the shte alechem was from the new wheat. Vechule meinem boim mele minamuvchor. The old can only come from good crop, muvchor the best. Piezel muvchor shlehem, what's called the best of them? Machnis v'zotcha alfa l'soilis. So the kids again, the Mishnah is saying the chulam here really means all the menachis is einem boim melam ramufcha, only comes from the best wheat and the best oil. V'yezeu milcha, what's called the best oil and the best flour? Mikumus o mizonicha. So some say mikumus as the shame of an ear, same of a place. It's brought down in Shmuel. Was in a sale, some agar says nucha. See, that's also some old, this called the city. This is the best place where it's grown. Alpha la soilus. So in this place, alpha, that's the best place where you get flour. Shnielhem, what's the second best? Chafarayim babiko. That's the second best place where to get the wheat. Now, kol ha rotsois layik sheris. Really, all the land there is to show us kasha. Elemikanoim evian. These places here were the best places to bring it from. That's where they used to bring both the Seles and the Shemin from these cities. Gemara says now, Masnis, now Mishnah Lucky, it's not like this Tano, the Tani we learned. Oimir Habbo min a Yoshin Kosher. Oim is brought from last year's crop, still is kosher. The same thing, Shte Alechem Abois min a Yoshin, Shte Alechem brought from the old crop, also Ksherus. Ela Shechisa Mitzvah Oimir. As Shechisa Mitzvah, you're not doing the Mitzvah in a Mubchor. What does the Tana say this way? Oimir Dichsiv, Takrivas Minchas, Vikurecho. Fiaflum and Aliyah. Means even from the barley that's in the attic upstairs, he's stored away for a year already. That's how this time learns, even in Ayosha, so is kosher. Shtei Alechem, Nechsiv, and Meshma Seichem Tovi. They could have to bring the wheat that was grown on Eretz Yisrael, Voloim in Chutzlorets. That's one drosha. In Meshma Seichem, and Filum in Aliyah. As long as it's in Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's, even if it's in an Aliyah, means the attic, again, stored away for a year. So, that's how this time learns, it could be brought for the effort from Yoshin. For the Gemara Ayah Fikta, we already used Mimash for second to Eretz Yisrael. How do we know Min Aliyah? On the Quran, the Pesach says, Taviyah Vafinu Min Aliyah. That's the Drosha. By Shtelechem, says the word Taviyah is even from old crop. For the Gemara, no. Vomi Boiler, we need the Pesach Taviyah, Shekol Shah Tumevi Mimokah Machar, Hereya Kazeh. When it's like you bring it from another place, still it's the same Malacha as like this one. We had before Shal Kol Shah to make it to make the chametz the makamach arev kazeh has to be the shear of an isaron. So we use the word taviyah to teach us how much flour you have to use for mincha. Smur says true and kainas sol lichtav kroa tovi my taviyah shomayna tata kide bot alachis. So that's what this town holds that the shteilechem with the evidence kosher from Yoshin. I will see the pasuk says racist. It says mash for the new year's crop versus a son of the mitzvah. I exit chadosha. Mash also only did new fresh crop. On the verdict like the time, like we learned, Rabbi Nosson of Kiva Amru, Shtei Alechem Abois Min Ayoshin Ksheris. If Shtei Alechem is brought from last year's crop, still is kosher. Ah, you saw a man in the kind, what do we do with the Posek Chadosho? It means to say, Shtei Chadosh Lechol HaMnochis. That it should be the first one from all the Mnochis. So where's that? Come with Pligi Yelam B'chodish. Ava Boros Le Pligi, that is no Machlaikis. Only Machlaikis, but the evidence of kosher from Yoshin or not. But everybody agrees that it has to be brought from the pears grown in Eretz Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop over. We'll stop here. We'll continue over this Gemara again, Mishnah, on the next tape.
You're holding that paid dollar or manalaf on top. Just last Gemara, the Shaila was, again, that our Mishnah said that the Shtei HaLechem and the Yomer could only come from Tfuah that's grown in Eretz Yisrael and from Tfuah Chadosha, not from Yoshin. And then the Gemara brought down that the Machlokes Tanoim, that there is a Tana that says no, that both the Yomer and the Shtei HaLechem, even if it's brought from Yoshin, from last year's Tfuah, still Yoyotza. The last question was, I it says the word Rashis. Gemara says that was only the mitzvah. I it says Tziv Chadosha, which is Mashma Minchat Chadosha, that the Shtei HaLechem has to be from the new crop, the first one. Gemara says no. Homi Boilam Likratani, like we learned, that Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Kiva Omru, that Shtei HaLechem HaBoyis Min HaYoshin Shervis, that if you bring the Shtei HaLechem from the wheat of last year's crop, still Yoyotzit Kosho. If so, Omani Mekayim Chadosha, what do we do with the word Ari? It says, Mincha Chadosha, Mashmas for the new crop. It just means to say, Shetei Chadosha L'chol HaMelachos, that you're not allowed to use the new crop to make a Mincha on the Mizbeach until first you bring the Shtei HaLechem. And if not, the Shtei HaLechem itself could be brought from last year's crop. But the new year's crop, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach for Mincha until after you bring the Shtei HaLechem. That's what this time argues in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Ad kam le pligi ala b'chodesh. It's only a machlekes when the Mishnah says that it has to be from Chodesh, so this time in the Gemara is not like that, that the Eimer, the Shtei HaLechem, could be brought from last year's crop. Now let's hop at the Gemara and ask Tei